Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, YouTube. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another session of Read the Word, where we're reading the Bible through chronologically. And what a blessing it's been to every one of us. I'll remind you again, right now, in the links, in the notes of this program, there's a link that's for the Blog Talk Radio program that's running right alongside of this. It's audio only. If you click that link, you can listen to that in your earbuds or wherever as you go down the road. At the bottom there, there's also a link that is the whole playlist in one link. And if you want to get caught up on a couple you missed, click on that playlist. It's got every one of them since January 1st in that playlist. It could be a blessing to you, make it easier. Also, every program will have timestamps in it. It's a little blue four-digit number. If you go to the notes on YouTube, my YouTube channel, SamuelJCottle.com, or Samuel J. Cottle, you click on those blue timestamps, it'll take you right to that spot so you can listen to a chapter again or a specific area where I stopped and spoke for a moment. And I'll have those timestamps in there for you on every program. Just some more ways we can help you and make this something that really works for you and your friends in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, let's say our opening prayer together like we do every time that we come here. This prayer is found in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Here we go. Exodus chapter 33. The command to leave Mount Sinai. This is a real God experience for Moses. I love these three chapters because Moses gets to see God face to back, not face to face. Verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your descendants I will give it. And I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way. You are a stiff-necked people. When the people heard this bad news, they mourned. No one put on his ornaments, for the Lord had said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I could come up in your midst in one moment and consume you. Now, therefore, take off your ornaments that I may know what to do to you. So the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. Verse 7, Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. It came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord tabernacle of meeting, which was outside the camp. So it was whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle that all the people rose, and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. Verse 10, all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose and worshiped each man in his tent door. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Joshua was in the presence of God where Moses was. And God's talking. Joshua's like, I don't know what mom's got for supper, but it's probably just manna, so I think I'm staying here with God, if you know what I mean. Keep it going. Verse 12, Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I might find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Verse 15, then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, please show me your glory. And God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see my face and live. And the Lord said, here's the place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Wow. Chapter 34. And the Lord said to Moses, cut two tablets of stone, like the first ones, and I will write on these tablets the words which were on the first tablets, which you broke. So be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself to me there on the top of the mountain. Can you imagine what that was like? And no man shall come up with you, and let no man be seen throughout all the mountain. Let neither flocks nor herds feed before the mountain. So he cut two tablets of stone like the first ones. Then Moses rose early in the morning and went up Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Can you imagine what that must have weighed?
Oh, my goodness.
Verse 5. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, the children's children to the third and fourth generation. You'll remember those same words were found in Exodus chapter 20, Ten Commandments. Verse 8, so Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth, worshiped. Then he said, if now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, my Lord, I pray, go among us, even though we are stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and take us as your inheritance. Verse number 10, the covenant is renewed. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before your people. I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. Observe what I command you this day. Behold, I'm driving out from before you the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, the Jebusite. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it be a snare in your midst. But you shall destroy their idols, break their sacred pillars, and cut down their wooden images, for you shall worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Verse 15, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they play the harlot with their gods, and make sacrifices to their gods, and one of them invites you, and you eat of his sacrifice, and you take of his daughters for your sons, and his daughters play the harlot with their gods, and make your sons play the harlot with their gods. You shall make no molded gods for yourselves. The feast of unleavened bread you shall keep. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you in the appointed time of the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib you came out from Egypt. And all that opened the womb of mine, and every male firstborn among your livestock, whether ox or sheep, but the firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you will not redeem him, then you shall break his neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem. And none shall appear before me empty-handed. Wow. Bring a gift. 21, 6 days shall you work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest. And you shall observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. 3 times in the year all your men shall appear before the Lord God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. Neither will any man covet your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God 3 times in the year. 25. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, nor shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, write these words, For according to the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Moses has spent a lot of 40-day fast, if you notice that. Verse 29, now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony was in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with them. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them as commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And he would come out and speak to the children of Israel whatever he had been commanded. And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Isn't that something? Glowing with the presence of God. And that is available for you and I also. Chapter 35. Sabbath regulations. Then Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, these are the words which the Lord had commanded you to do. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh day shall be a holy day for you, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work in it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day. And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, verse 5, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, scarlet thread, but fine linen, and goat's hair, ram skin dyed red, badger skin and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incenses, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, articles of the temple. All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle, its tents, its coverings, its claps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its socket. The ark and its poles with the mercy seat, and the veil of covering. The table and its poles, all its utensils, and the showbread, also the lampstand for light, its utensils, its lamps, the oil for the light, the incense altar, its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, the screen for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering, with its bronze grating, its poles, all its utensils, and the laver and its base. The hangings of the court, its pillars, their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court. The pegs of the tabernacle, the pegs of the court, and their cords. The garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place. The holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priest. The tabernacle offerings presented. Verse 20. All the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred and everyone whose spirit was willing. And they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments. They came both man and woman, as many as had a willing heart, and brought earrings and nose rings, rings and necklaces, all jewelry of gold. That is, every man who made an offering of gold to the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, goat's hair, red skins of rams, and badger skins brought them. Everyone who offered an offering of silver or bronze brought the Lord's offering. And everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine linen. All the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom spun yarn of goat's hair. The rulers brought onyx stones and the stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and spices and oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a free will offering to the Lord. All the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work, which the Lord by the hand of Moses had commanded to be done. Now this is a repeat of some of the things we've heard, but he's given it to Moses again to write on the tablets. Verse 30, the artisans are called by God. And Moses said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting and carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. And he has put in his heart the ability to teach in him and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do all manners of work, of the engraver, and the designer, and the tapestry maker, in blue, purple, scarlet thread, and fine linen, and of the weaver, those who do every work, and those who design artistic work. Wow. Wow. I know I say that every day. But wow, 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 wow. To me, it's amazing. God's word is so majestic, and it's so complete from beginning to end, and it correlates to everything there is all across the Bible. Old Testament, New Testament, prophets, the poetry books, the minor prophets, the God. It all correlates with one another. Moses went up to that mountain to get that from God, and God spoke with him, and he got to see God so much he glowed. And you know what? You and I have the opportunity to have the very Holy Spirit of God living on the inside of us. They didn't have that, but you and I do. The first step is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and let him come in and transform every part of your life. He'll make you a brand new creation. Pray this prayer of salvation with me like we do every night. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And I receive you and all your redemptive work.
And I receive you and all of your redemptive work.
Happening in my life right now.
Happening in my life right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand your Holy Word.
Understand your
Pray
Holy Word.
In my heavenly language. Live a successful life as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the family of God. The first time you ever prayed that prayer, glory be to God. Glad to have you with us. You're one of us now. Shoot me an email and say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer with you today. And I'll help you walk with God. And we've got lots of material to help you learn how to walk the walk of faith. Most of all, keep coming here. You have a question, you have a comment, you got an idea, testimony, prayer request, email me. The email's right there in the notes of this program. The email's in the notes of Blog Talk Radio. And we will be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, go back and listen to them first couple chapters again. That stuff's amazing. Moses was lit up, and God wants the same thing for you and I every day. Glory be to God. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this, that we love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. Blog Talk Radio. Now, remember, I can't put any links in this in the notes of this program yet for whatever reason. My address is there. And my website is www.samueljcottle.com, and you can find all of the information on how to contact us. We got playlists on YouTube, and if you need it somewhere besides YouTube, we'll get that to you. Remember, you can go back and listen to every single one of these programs again. Search my name, Samuel J. Cottle, on Blog Talk Radio. Search up Read the Word on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find every one of these and in their entirety and listen to them again. I got them all in a playlist. If you want to hear it, send me an email and I'll be glad to get it to you. Till we see you again, remember this. We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.